67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 13th, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. A special happy 60th anniversary for Jim and Elsie Fells of Brooklyn, Iowa. Jim has been on the board here at Camp Courageous for decades, a wonderful supporter of the camp, along with Elsie, and we wish them the very best in all their future years together. It was a respite care weekend this past weekend at Camp Courageous. Campers had a great weekend, lots and lots of activities for them. And it's a time in which the families can leave their loved ones off on Friday night and come back on Sunday and pick them up. And the campers have a wonderful time. This past week, we had campers from North Fayette, Sacred Heart, CPU, which is Center Point Urbana, Taft over in Cedar Rapids, Marion, Strawberry Hills, Clayton Ridge, Iowa City Schools, Mother Goose Preschool, and other groups out here at camp enjoying a great week of day trips. The campers out here this past week enjoyed the solar eclipse. We had special glasses for the campers. Students and their staff are taking part in all types of outdoor educational experiences here at camp during the springtime. They're filled with activities including mini golf, arts and crafts, train rides, zip line rides, swimming, animal feeding, and much, much more. This past week, we had the students from North Fayette Valley Community Schools up there in West Union not only attend camp, but they brought down a load of donations for the camp. A big thank you to them for gathering things from camp's needs list for the camp. This next week, we have campers coming in from the Lisbon Schools, Turkey Valley, Seton, Iowa City Schools, Prairie Heights, South Scott, and others. So we're looking forward to a great week and some great weather. The big spring break bash for campers is coming up this coming Friday, the 19th. It'll start at 9:30 in the morning to 1 o'clock. It's a free day for camp groups, special education classes to come out here and enjoy the camp. Our travel campers are heading off to San Diego to visit the zoos, the ocean, and so much more. They'll be leaving on Thursday and looking forward to a good time. Last weekend, Camp Courageous travel campers had a WrestleMania lockdown experience right here at camp. Throughout the evenings, the group was treated to jaw-dropping maneuvers, including impressive stunts by campers Jimmy and Michael, showcasing their own cool moves inspired by the thrilling matches they witnessed throughout the weekend. It was a great time. Campers had just a thrill. Another trip coming up this Sunday is to the Cinderella performance. Campers are looking forward to that and a nice meal. Saturday, April 13th, is Camp Courageous Preview Day. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. It'll be going all day. It's a chance for the whole family to come out and experience Camp Courageous, see what campers experience out here, and get just a really good feel of all the opportunities to make a camper's day the best possible. Program-wise, it was an honor to have the Jones County Community Foundation have their meeting out here at Camp Courageous. Before their meeting, they toured the new nature trail that they helped support. We also had the wonderful folks from New Leader volunteer out here at camp on Thursday. They played a key role on a new electric car charger here at Camp Courageous. People stopped for the use of this fast charger, the only one in Jones County. New Leader Manufacturing had a productive day at camp. They lent a hand with painting, sorting donations, and cleaning the office and other areas. Once again, a wonderful group, great supporters of the camp, and we can't thank New Leader Manufacturing enough for all that they do for Camp Courageous. A huge congratulations to Christine Voorhees for being one of the Corridor Business Journal's 2024 Women of Influence. She has had an incredible relationship with camp going back to her parents, all from Monticello. Dan and Carol Voorhees not only were involved in camp, they were honorary board members here at Camp Courageous. Chris set the camp on fire years ago as she led Agon, which was later became Transamerica, on their month-long support and advocates for Camp Courageous through raffles and all kinds of competition to make baskets for the Pineapple Gala. From there, she went on to help start and continue the Sprint Triathlon here at Camp Courageous. Did a wonderful job with that. And once again, a big congratulations to Christine Voorhees for being a Quarter Business Journal 2024 Women of Influence. Just a reminder, the Omelet Breakfast and Open House is right around the corner. It'll be Sunday, April 28th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon here at Camp Courageous. We'll be serving wonderful omelets in our main lodge area. There will be oldies music by the East Side Big Band. There will be laser tag, train rides. The zip line will be going, mini golf, and so much more. So come out on the 28th to enjoy a great open house here at Camp Courageous. Just a reminder, too, that Cruising for Camp Courageous is right around the corner, May 19th, here at the camp. It's a Sunday, and now's a great time to register our Manchester Garage. So they're in Manchester at 1121 East Main Street. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. So a big thank you to all those folks. Camp Courageous' need of the week is butane canisters. They're used for our omelet breakfast, and you get more information on those at the camp's website. Our sympathy goes out to the family of Kathleen Hernandez. She was 93, longtime trailblazer here at Camp Courageous. Her son Matthew is a longtime camper. She used to help us out with pineapples and so much more. Our sympathy goes out to Mary and Kathleen's entire family. In addition, Roger Bear from Walker, Iowa, passed away with his memorials also going to Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to his family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.